sky and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name, Rainbow Bird, almighty
feeder. Did you hear that? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American News Magazine, and we've been traveling around all over, getting copies and getting issues out. People are getting them, and people are frankly just a little excited about it. It's, hate to do that. You know, hate to sound like I'm blowing my own horn here, but I've been doing this a long time. I've been in the fight to let people know what's happening. Let people know the truth about the world we live in. And, they're responding. The candidacy of Ron Paul is certainly the best thing that's probably happened to the Patriot movement any time, at least in the last 12 years that I've been broadcasting and publishing. Ron Paul is saying pretty much the same things that we've said, my guests have said on the radio. He's talking about the Federal Reserve. He's talking about the income tax. And he's been reading The Free American for a long time. And I just got back to the office. And we're working at trying to go through all the mail and read all the mail and catch up on everything. But we're expecting a guest today. But if he doesn't call in, I'll be glad to take your calls today at 800-313-9443. I'd like to find out your idea of answers. What we can do to maintain our constitutional republic against one world government as individuals. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
There are certainly reasons out there to do something. And most people seem to have a tendency to just say, well, what can I do? I'm just one person. I'm just one person. What could I possibly do? I think that's what they want you to think. I think that's a mindset that they install to keep you feeling helpless, to keep you apathetic. Who are you? You're nobody. You're nobody. We're all powerful. You know what they've told me? What somebody said once is that they don't really have the power that they want you to think. They don't have the power they want you to think. They do because they want you to feel powerless. What they have is the illusion of power. Because if they had the power they want you to believe they had, we'd still be under the Roman Empire, or the Persian Empire, or the British Empire. Our founding fathers fought the New World Order in their day, and they won. They gave us a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Benjamin Franklin, he'll be featured on some of my t-shirts that are coming up. Free American. I'm a free American. Reader in tiny letters. And probably have pictures of Ron Paul as the current patriot. And the rest of in the front of the church is going to have quotes from Benjamin Franklin. Democracy is two wolves and a sheep, but no one's for dinner. Democracy is not what they gave us. And he told us when asked, what kind of government have you wrought for us, Mr. Franklin? A constitutional republic, if you can keep it. Now, there are things happening here that threaten that constitutional republic. There's a lot of us out here, like me, that took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But, and like me, I think there's a lot of policemen, politicians, government officials, soldiers, ex-soldiers, that didn't bother to read it. The headlines are telling us, yeah, this invasion is a lot more than it seems. 10-20 years ago, there was an influx of cocaine coming into the United States. It was being brought in by CIA, Mossad, as well as independent drug dealers. That flow has increased, but now it's got a little more than pot or cocaine. It's they're manufacturing methamphetamine in Mexico, and this North American community is opening up Canada and Mexico. If they get their superhighway in, those Mexican trucks are going to be filled to the top with illegal drugs. And last issue of the Free American, before this next last, 2 issues ago, we had the story of the superhighway they're planning on building right through Austin, Texas. And two Mexican citizens were just busted. A story from the Arizona Star. Two men are arrested Tuesday near Douglas after authorities found more than 1,400 pounds of marijuana in their tractor trailer. And here's some statistics that you need to know and you need to be able to share with your friends. It'll be in the next issue of the Free American. Be sure you subscribe and try to get your neighbors to do so also. Remember, illegal immigration should have stopped on September 12th of 2001. And probably should have stopped a few dozen years before that. Too many Americans cannot remember much further back than that. And if you're serious about doing something about illegal immigration, or more appropriately, the invasion, start acting like a free American and get and stay informed. And back Ron Paul. Now, let me share a quote with you from Albert Einstein. The world is a dangerous place, not because of those who do evil, because of those who look on and do nothing. And the Japanese Admiral Yamamoto, back in 1941, said you cannot invade the mainland U.S. in the United States. There would be a rifle behind each blade of grass. Let's change. Let's change. We have changed. The American people have changed. When Admiral Yamamoto made that quote in 1941, America was populated by small towns, by patriotic Americans in small towns, and all of them were armed, all of them were hunters, all of them were pretty jealous of this land of ours. Even President Roosevelt said we have room but for one flag, the American flag. We have room for about one language, the English language. And we have room for about one sole loyalty, and that is the loyalty to the American people. Now, here's some statistics that you might write these down or send me an email. I'll send them to you. 14 reasons to deport illegal aliens. 22 million of them here. 11 billion to 22 billion is spent on welfare to illegal aliens each year. 22 billion. A lot of money. And by the way, we got to borrow that money from the Federal Reserve. And 2.2 billion a year. They spend on food assistance programs, such as food stamps, and free school lunches for illegal aliens. $2.5 billion a year is spent on Medicaid for illegal aliens. $12 billion a year is spent on primary, secondary school education for school children here illegally, and they cannot speak a word of English. $17 billion a year spent for education for the American-born children of illegal aliens known as anchor babies. $3 million a day, $3 million a day is spent to incarcerate illegal aliens. 30% of all federal prison inmates are illegal aliens. And by the way, there's a inmates are responsible for 95% of the arrest warrants for murder in the United States. And 48,000, probably closer to 50 now, 50,000 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens. $90 billion a year is spent on illegal aliens for welfare and social services by American taxpayers. $200 billion a year in suppressed American wages are caused by illegal aliens. The illegal aliens in the United States have a crime rate that's 2.5 times that of white non-illegal aliens. In particular, their children are going to make huge additional crime problems in the United States. And during the year of 2005, there were 4 to 10 million illegal aliens across our southern borders, as many as 19,500 illegal aliens from terrorist countries, millions of pounds of drugs, cocaine, meth, heroin, marijuana across the United States from the southern border. That's a Homeland Security report, who, by the way, has put our Border Patrol agents in prison for trying to stop one of the illegal aliens. And finally, National Policy Institute estimated that the total cost of a mass deportation would be between $206 or $230 billion, an average cost of between $41 to $46 billion annually over a 5-year period. But, hey, that was 2006. They sent back $45 billion in remittance.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I'm just trying to get hooked up to the computer so we can do the chat room here. All right, David in California. How are you, sir?
Yeah, morning. You know,
morning.
It's Mark, right?
What's that?
Your name's Mark? Mark Dankoff? Oh, yeah, this is Republic anyway. Yeah, I didn't catch the name of your show. Hey, you know, I was hearing you talking there for a bit, and I was looking at the way the economy is right now. You know, we're walking ourselves like wide-eyed into a big eviction. This whole eviction from the bad for mortgages, and you know, if you look at the big Rockefeller Bank, the Citibank. They just got bought up by Dubai, right? And
yeah, Donnie, you're going to have to speak up a little bit. I'm having a real hard time hearing you here. I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you know, we've got this big eviction of a massive number of Americans are going to get evicted here in the next year or so, or they're planning on it, let's say, because of the fake mortgages that they were selling for the last few years. You know, the big bankers were selling fake mortgages to the population. There was no control of these bankers. You know, the Republicans were claiming that they knew how to run the world without regulation. So they allowed these millions of houses to be sold with really lousy laws. And so now they're going to evict millions of people across America in the next couple of years. So they're planning on it. And just the other day, the big Rockefeller Bank, the Citibank, got sold to Dubai, you know. And so back in 1776, they wrote laws saying that you couldn't do business across state lines. A bank could not cross a state line. And it was only, I think, in Reagan did they allow banks to cross state lines, and now they're allowing banks to cross international lines. So now you got Citibank sells all of these lousy mortgages. They get they bankrupt themselves, force it so that Americans are going to get evicted from their homes, and who's going to end up buying up the crummy bank that did it but Dubai? So that is pure colony. You know, the whole idea of 1776, King George III colony. Now you've got a foreign country that can buy up the bank that wasn't even supposed to be allowed to do business across state lines, and bam, all of a sudden, the other side of the world owns America. And, I mean, it's the most obvious.
The Chinese have been buying our bonds.
Well, I know, and that gets into another aspect. You know, whether or not those bonds were supposed to be used for local purchase or whether or not international companies can buy the bonds of another country. So this whole idea that, you know, we've allowed a standard to be created just in the last couple of years. Most people didn't know that banks weren't supposed to do business across state lines, because it sucked all the money out of the, you know, I mean, western Kansas gets sucked dry by Kansas City, much less by Denver. And then when you have international banks come in and set up shop in the middle of St. Francis or, you know, Dighton or someplace like that, you got all of a sudden, you know, all of the money gets sucked overseas instead of even staying in western Kansas. So it's a whole idea that you got massive cons that just happened in the few years about the banking laws. And it's pretty amazing just to look at it from its principle, but we do have a solution. And this kind of goes back to 1776, too. It's when the money becomes so corrupt, like, for example, in the first Continental Dollar, you know, the Patriots in 1776 made up a patriotic currency, and they called it the Continental Dollar. And it was going just fine until the British started to counterfeit it. And by the time there was so much counterfeit out there, Washington was freezing at Valley Forge because nobody would trust the money that he was trying to use. So real quick, instead of giving up, the Patriots got together the printing press, and they came up with a new design. And they just beat out the British again. You know, they made out a new currency.
So, have you gotten the current issue of the Free American, the new issue?
I can barely hear you. What magazine?
That's the Free American magazine.
No, I never have.
Okay, I've got in that issue, and this one is a very powerful issue, because it's got the story of Ernst Zundel, it's got the story of Ezra Pound in World War II, the destruction of Joe McCarthy.
Sure, I hear you.
But it's also got the history of the Rothschilds, which is a history of the international bankers. Stay with me. I've got to appreciate your information. Stay with me, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
We're back, sir. Can you still hear me? Are you still with me?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I'll tell you, your mic is probably as bad as mine. I don't know if you can check on your mic. You're getting a pretty bad signal. But, yeah, I'm morning.
The latest issue. Can you hear me? Okay, on this line here. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, it's kind of the same, but it's a little better.
Okay. In this issue, we've got the pretty much the story of the Rothschilds and how they got started, their whole history, and. Every president that's tried to go against this international bankers has been murdered. Lincoln issued greenbacks to fight the Civil War, which was started and pretty much fomented by the bankers. And the Kennedy issued United States dollars, and he was murdered. So,
yeah, I'm familiar with most of that, and I agree, and I think it's kind of funny. If you look at the whole idea of fleeing, the average person fleeing themselves from slavery, and all through the centuries. So in the early days, there was the old pharaoh, and then there were kings, and then there were Kaisers and you know, or Caesars and whatnot. And so everybody was trying to free themselves from these BS artists that put themselves up at the top. And so there was a point, you know, after you free yourself from the king, then you got to free yourself from the fake church, you know. And then after a point, money was the way that you could beat out both of them. And so historically, money was this method that the average guy, if they got enough of it, they could get enough power so they could free themselves from tyranny. Well, you know, I mean, it's not supposed to be that you're able to buy your way out of breaking the law, but at the same time, you know, there is a certain truth to the ability to beat out the king or the church. So, I think that in some ways, you know, the justification for keeping some of them bankers in power is based on that. But, I mean, there's no justification for keeping people enslaved to money either. So, I don't know.
I appreciate your opinion on this. I think the bankers are the, you know, the people that are pulling the strings on our government have basically refined the art of slavery to the point that slaves don't know they're slaves.
Oh, yeah, well, they even do know they're slaves, and they still can't do anything about it. You know, this whole idea that, say, for example, it's not just that it's bankers, because nowadays it's more like it's organized crime have gotten their way so entrenched into whether it's banking or industry or the commodities or, you know, the stock market and everything. Are you familiar with that whole idea of Jubilee?
Of Jubilee?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I think it's an old law of Moses, but it's in some ways it goes, you know, to Thomas Jefferson's second inaugural. You can read about it in a whole bunch of different ways. But Jubilee, according to Moses, was that money was a creation of humans. It wasn't a creation of God. So to put demands on the people that were demands of money as opposed to demands of nature or God. You know, they're like, God makes it rain, God makes a blight, God makes a drought, God makes the locusts come. So the whole idea that you were going to have a mortgage on your farm and then a mess of locusts come in, that would be like an act of God. And so you couldn't get foreclosed if there was an act of God. And so the idea of Jubilee is that every few years, you know, when you have a drought or a plague or a blight or a Katrina, for that matter, why should anybody who's got a 20-year mortgage in Louisiana be stuck with that mortgage for another 19 years because Katrina happened? So, you know, somebody's going to go bankrupt and they, you know, they wrote that mortgage law, that foreclosure law just a couple of years ago. That said exactly that. Anybody that was in a place like Katrina was still going to be obligated to pay 20 years mortgage on a house that got washed away, you know, 2 years ago. So, you know, the Jubilee is this idea of erasing the debt and starting over again, kind of like Monopoly Board. You just say, hey, that's enough of that. Let's start the game over. And, you know, why should children be brought up into a world where their grandparents got suckered into a note and the grandchildren are forced to pay a debt that was written and signed long before they were born? And, you know, so that's kind of the con job of the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers or any of them is they're getting us suckered into paying for things that were a bad investment when they were signed. There was con to get the signature on there in the first place, and technology has changed so that there's no reason to even think that way to, you know, in succeeding years. So, you know, we really need to just wipe out the debt and start over again. So that's
true. The presidential candidate that I backed in 1996, Charles Collins, says, and he researched this pretty well, he says we can buy back the Federal Reserve for $500 million and wipe out a $9 trillion debt.
You know, I remember, it's funny, I remember some years ago, this was probably in the early 80s, every U.S. dollar was actually, I think it was $17 negative. So, you know, they were saying that the U.S. Treasury Reserve note was actually an IOU. And for every one you had, you were actually holding an IOU. So if you look at it that way, if the Federal Reserve wants us to buy them out, no, I think they owe us. You know, if it's really an IOU.
They've never been audited. Never.
Oh, I agree. And, I mean, if they were saying it was $17 back in 1982 or something, you know, then it's pretty obvious that it's a huge amount worse now. So they owe us, not us owing them. You know, that's where Jubilee, I mean, if those guys want to get hung by a lamppost, keep asking for their money back. Otherwise, I think we ought to wipe out the debt, and then everybody gets to start over from scratch. And frankly, the poor are going to have it a lot easier than the rich, because the rich are not going to be rich all of a sudden. And, you know, they don't own anything. It's only our belief that they have that.
That's kind of how the lie about communism that they tried to sell us.
Well, this has nothing to do with communism. It has more to do with the... I mean, I'm actually more religious than that. You know, God owns everything, and then nature owns everything, and we're just, you know, renting here, or we're visiting here for our, you know, 60 or whatever. So it's the idea of, I'm 60, but the idea that we as humans are putting up with these numbers, telling us whether we have to starve to death or whether we don't get medical care or whether or not we go to school or whether we even get to sit by the sun, you know, on the side of a clean river. You know, it's not happening, and we're dumb enough to just take it as normal. So I'm not a communist or a socialist. I'm more like an Indian that says, you know, why are you humans dumb enough to put up with that stuff?
I agree with that. I've said a couple of times that I think we followed the wrong model by following the European model in America. We should have followed the Indian model. And
yeah, we would have been a lot happier, I'll tell you what.
And that's it. Also, I don't know, I guess you haven't read The Free American or seen that, but
I might have seen it.
I noticed a plan for refurbishing what Richard Kelly Hoskins calls the self-sufficient family farm. And if we did that, in my plan, the centerfold of my magazine called Liberty Villages. Basically, you recreate the small villages or towns of the 1800s, own farms or ranches that are away from the cities and outside the cities, and grow your own food, raise your own animals, and in a sort of a community, you know, not a big community. 10 to 20 families, maybe.
Wow.
And smaller cabins. You know, you don't need a 3,000-square-foot house to live comfortably. I mean, I got a fifth wheel I just got, and I spent years in a travel trailer and lived really comfortably. Had everything I needed in that small an area.
You know, it's funny what you're... I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm actually a Green Party, and it's funny what you're describing in some ways even sounds green. You know, the whole idea of just, it's what's called sustainability. And the Green Party has what's called, in some states it's the 4 key principles, in some states it's 10 core values. But it's this idea of, you know, what really holds a community together. And one is local currency, and another is sustainability. One is, it's supporting small business is kind of the logic of it. It's that if you, you know, back in 1776, they did not want interstate banking. They didn't like this idea that some New York bank could suck all the money out of New Jersey or out of Pennsylvania. And
I think that was called carpetbaggers in the Civil War.
Well, sure, yeah. And it's this whole—it's pure colony. You know, it's nothing more than some region or some city or some across some distance. They controlled your life, and you could not control your life because their demands were always that, you know, you owed them for your right to live and for some mortgage that was written long before you were born. And, you know, so that whole idea that humans have got to even believe, you know, that as soon as you're born, you're in debt. That's just so dumb. You know, no chipmunk would put up with that. No bird in the sky would put up with that. Yet, you know, humans are just, they're born believing that they owe somebody for their right to live. And
the Rothschild Doctrine that I've got here right before the history of the House of the Rothschilds, it says that all that is necessary to ensure that a government will expand its debt is to involve it in war or the threat of war. The greater the threat and the more destructive the war, the greater the need for debt.
What was it? Al Capone had that, what did they do? They were strong-arming the merchants. What did they call that? The protection racket.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it sounds pretty similar.
It's what they do. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of good ideas out there. The Green Party, and Ron Paul right now. Ron Paul is doing just wonders.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people are supporting him. It's funny. You know, in the history of the United States, especially since, I think it was from the 1920s, every U.S. president has been successively taller and taller and taller. And if you look at the two guys that are most popular in American presidential run, it's Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich. And both of them, I know that Dennis is taller than 5 feet, but he's not much. And Ron is only about 5'6" or so, isn't he?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, the whole idea that you got, we're going to start a new cycle, you know. The short guy wins this time. And we, by the way, the two front runners they're trying to push are straight from New York, too. I mean, they must think we're pretty dumb to elect.
Yeah, he is. He's a cross-dresser. He's a,
and more organized.
He's covered, I just watched a video. I got a video somebody sent me. Of him introducing David Rockefeller as, you know, Man of the Year or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I guess you couldn't live in New York without kissing up to a Rockefeller sometime in your life. But still, this whole idea that they were—I look at Rudy as more like an organized crime type. I don't, you know, what he does with his sex life. I don't give a rat's, you know, patoot. But the idea that they are more organized crime. This Bernie Kerik guy, you know, and he was. Giuliani put him as police commissioner. That's like the equivalent of above, you know, the police chief, right? And he put him as police commissioner for New York, and he's organized crime. And then he wants to make him the second head of Homeland Security for America, an organized crime.
Let's just talk about that for a minute, because the head of Homeland Security has a dual citizenship with Israel.
Oh, you mean the current one?
Yeah, Michael Chertoff.
You know, I think I heard that.
He's a Zionist, I published this picture along with a picture on the opposite page, next to him, of Vladimir Lenin, and they look so much alike that he could be a clone.
Like, you know, it's funny. The religious right that supported Chertoff from the very beginning. You know what Chertoff means in Russian?
Devil.
Yeah, son of the devil.
Son of the devil.
So Michael, son of the devil, gets put in charge of Homeland Security. Then when he screws everything up, he gets the Medal of Freedom award. You know, I mean, I'm so surprised the religious right has put up with that guy. You know, it's just amazing, you know, that, you know, even if somebody was trying to speed up the apocalypse, you'd think that getting involved in doing it would actually put you in a worse stead than, you know, I mean, I'd rather you were hot or cold, you know. good grief. Does that mean that the very worst and the very best get sent straight to heaven, you know, for putting a guy like Chertoff in charge of Homeland Security? It boggles my mind to see how stupid that, you know, some of these political arguments have become.
Somebody made that statement before. I've got it in this issue of the magazine. McCarthy made that statement, and he said it to Forrestal, James Forrestal.
Is he Secretary of Navy?
He said, Forrestal told him, said, no, consistency is not the mark of stupidity. If they were just stupid occasionally, they'd make a mistake in our favor. thank you again for your call. Be sure
hey, no trouble. Have a good morning.
And please just like this is amazing.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
If you'd like to drop into the chat room. I've just opened that up on freeamerican.com. And if you would like to call in and talk to me about what you see as some solutions, my number is 800-313-9443. I thought the Liberty Village would be an answer. I thought Liberty Village would be a way that we could get together and at least, you know, maybe not, it's not a plan to solve the world's problems. You know, we're working on that in other directions, getting Ron Paul elected, getting somebody in there that cares about the Constitution and freedom and liberty as in the presidential race is waking up a lot of people who just accepted the status quo and never, I'm not into politics, you know, type of crap you hear on the street. But the Liberty Village plan calls for people that want to get out of the city, that want to get out into a more natural environment, and but it calls for people working together. And that seems to be the downfall of America, Americans. Yeah, we went over to Vietnam, invaded Vietnam, based on the lies, the Gulf of Tonkin lies. And the Vietnamese almost kicked our ass with the supporting the fighters in the small villages. They could get stopped and relaxed, and they grow their own food, and so they had their supply lines. They didn't have to truck in food by buying gasoline. And that's what I envisioned the Liberty Villages. But maybe I failed in presenting the concept properly. You know, you can only grow food so often. Well, no, that's not true. No. Creating hydroponic systems with fish in the water that waters the plants, then you can have year-round growth by using the wind generators to capture the wind and sell it back to the power companies. Every village or every home with a wind generator, you know, it gets a check from the power companies. You know, I'm not an anarchist. I don't want to tear anything down. I just want it to work properly. I want it to be used for the benefit of the people, for our children, for our grandchildren, not just. Not just the elite. And, but maybe I haven't presented it properly. Maybe people don't want to get out of the city. Maybe everybody's just real comfortable in their neighborhood. And, the bus comes and picks the kids up, takes them to school, where they can be indoctrinated properly into the new world order. I'm Clay Douglas. We'll take your calls here for the second hour. I'll be in the chat room, freeamerican.com, and I'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. And speaking of Chernoff, we'll tell you a little bit the latest on the Jose Campion and Nacho Ramos when we get back.
With recent